For science.
It is kind of a pity that, we missed all of the complete nonsense, partly in character. But
not all of it. I have something I want to say before we begin.
Oh, go for it, Antix.
Are we recording?
We are recording.
We're recording.
Yes. I tell Mrs. Right. Other the button, yes.
Then here's what I want to say. Paul, dear, deviled eggs are delightful. However, if you have not made them yourself, you must have seen them made, or else don't eat them. They are an excellent way to use up excess eggs on Egg Day. But they're suitable for any occasion.
So you're saying I should not eat that deviled egg that's been sitting on the windowsill over there all day?
Please do not eat the deviled egg that's been sitting on the windowsill.
It's been sitting in the sun. That means it's disinfected.
Not in Dromenkos sun. I mean, you don't
we
seem...
We might need someone lifted later, and it will be difficult to do it while you are indisposed in the bathroom.
The small
Although
person
you do
who looks
eat
kind
it,
of like me on my
Say hello
shoulder.
To the paladins.
I am referencing a bit from Dropout
Make
TV.
Make some noise.
I couldn't remember if it was Make Some Noise or Game Changer. It's the same people who do both.
The real highlight was when he went for the second egg.
I'm very concerned. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars adventure. I've got Crash. I've got Ely, who, well, it's after her birthday, so obviously it's Halloween season, and honestly, one of the neighbors up the street agrees they have a giant skeleton in their yard already. Hopefully I haven't doxed myself too hard, but if you live where you know where the giant skeleton is, then...
So you live in Glen Burnie, Maryland, because I know for a fact there's one there.
Fascinating. And I've got Eo. And I'm going to ask what happened last time and some of your plans. I hear there was, get a fake holocron was one of the plans to start carrying around. And I'm slightly blanking on some of the rationale for that. But, I mean, this is you people, sure. So, what happened last time?
Last time, I was a spooky ghost.
I lied to people.
I was honest and no one believed me. Okay, one person didn't believe me. The other one knew I was being honest. The third one was a spooky ghost. And Ely has found the relevant video clip that has been animated by Deep Blue Ink, which makes it even better. So that's for you to watch as homework, Beth. And the chimes are continuing to happen.
Oh, gosh, what was that?
Oh, it's hilarious to me.
And, okay, I am having real fun now because my right-click button is starting to be... Come on.
What I find very amusing on the amusing icing on this amusing cake, because this is a hobby for me, so I don't have to treat it with day job mentality. We don't fight with... You noticed. ADHD, get behind me. ADHD, get behind me. So we don't fight with Foundry nearly as much as we did before in the D&D era, which only recently ended. So now we're fighting with Microsoft Word and Discord.
Discord.
And by we, I mean it's mostly Beth. Beth is doing most of the fighting right now.
In the distance, sirens.
That wasn't me. Okay, I didn't watch where it landed. It might have been me.
What the criff happened to my poor... Do I have my right click back?
If we keep talking in character, then I feel less inclined to cut this out later.
Okay, I think I've muted everything that's likely to chirp at me now. Oh, I haven't muted you people. So if you type something in Cogwheel...
Quick, someone add the Discord chirp to the soundboard.
That would be so mean.
It's like that GIF you can find in Discord that is just the icon animation you see when it's trying to load an image.
I will murderate you all. I will murderate you all. Okay, I have muted the two channels that are likely to have stuff show up in them. And if you people post it, then you better not post it to some touching thing. And what the crif?
That's the crif, even.
My.
That
poor...
that sound still came through.
What the? Which one? Oh, because I didn't mute GURPS Wars. Because I didn't mute this channel.
I love that Ellie and I found different loading images. Hello and welcome to GURPS Wars, where we are all playing horrible geese with lightsabers.
You're also
last horrible. Time, I pretended to be a ghost so that I could chase a policewoman away from Enclave. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
I kept calling it the church.
It might have been some type of temple
itself. Wires.
Oh, yes.
Which was interesting, but also somewhat useful because the wires are, well, connected to the grenades. And we wanted to know where they went.
Well, it's possible that the spooked police officer will be calling the bomb squad. We did ask about
true.
That.
But
well,
also possibly the ghost squad.
If they don't have proton packs, we're fine. Although I did have to use telekinesis other to keep the cop from trying to shoot the spooky ghost. That could have ended up being more effective than they thought it would be.
I mean, cops. They've got weapons. They wave weapons around when they get scared.
They're very primitive weapons. Someone could get hurt.
They're not elegant weapons for a... Yes, right.
This is the bygone age.
This is the bygone age!
This is the bygone age we've been looking for.
Sen and Ran got to have fun fast-talking the police officer, wherein Sen disclosed that they were a Jedi shadow and not a Sith at all.
And Ran kept a straight face.
Which comes as a surprise to, well, everybody, including, I think, Sen. And once the police officer was chased away, we regrouped at the Enclave and then decided we ought to go for lunch. And on the way, we swung by the hotel to pick up one of the broken, possibly fake holocrons that I had bought from the Whispering Lantern, so that if we should run into the police officer again, Sen could pretend that they had captured the relic that I was stored in or attached to, or we'll make something up. Afterward, we're going to go back to Thamog Glass and see if we can't get into that room that we couldn't get into last time.
So the ghost is in here? Oh, no, no. She escaped from there. Totally different thing.
I think that covers it.
That about covers it.
All right. Well, have we had our lunch and had an opportunity to meditate if we need to?
At the very least, you can do some meditation if you desire, especially if you want to swing back by the hotel and sit in your room for, you know, a half hour or whatever.
Use a little abomination of the forces room.
It's weird they have a label for that.
Check for Jedi Knights. Or worse, six-liners. Okay, EO, the six-line. Are the six-liners, are they... do they count as paladins?
If you find them in the bathroom.
Let's take a rain check on that question.
I might have to edit in some of the silence before that response.
What do you mean, might?
I mean, sometimes I can't be bothered.
All right, that's fair. There are a lot of things I can't be bothered to do. The more time I spend doing those, the less time I have for costume changes.
I thought Ellie just posted a few images of what you were wearing that day.
Well, that happens too. I'm just going to...
I stepped back to get more tea. I hadn't expected to give a response.
No one expects to be expected to give a response.
Our first weapon is surprise. And yes, Ellie does just post a picture, but that's because she doesn't have to do the work.
Of getting properly accoutremented.
It's forget craft services. Now we have to have
wardrobe.
And Tux is showing up 3 hours before everyone else so that she can be on set in costume.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, it can take a while to get properly in costume. So
actually a dumpy Twi'lek named Carl. The makeup crew does wonders.
That's not where I was going with that, but I am so glad I was not drinking my water.
What sort of place are you going to go so that you can discuss matters? Because, I mean, I'm just sort of wondering who might be overhearing you, if anyone.
I figured we could probably discuss matters at the hotel.
Okay. At the very least, you can get room service if you need to. Or, you know, take out and carry it up to your room. Rooms.
No, I think room service sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Not much for me.
You can get room service.
Just a space grilled cheese sandwich, please. A sprilled cheese. No, not spilled. Not spilled. Never mind.
No. We got the grilled spees chow. Spees chit sandwich. I mean, it's grilled no matter where it is. It can be space grilled or regular grilled. It's always grilled. But yeah, the cheese, it's space cheese. So it's spees.
Don't forget the tomato soup. Sorry. The tomato spoop.
I'm afraid that the only kind we got is purple.
Purple soup or purple tomatoes?
The latter.
Yes.
Makes the soup purple.
So the answer is yes.
Well, that's the expected. They're space tomatoes.
Right. So of course they're purple. And the milk is blue.
Space purple or spurple.
I think that spurple is a color you see in hyperspace.
Oh, a color out of space.
Yes.
I like to stare
at it. It is not found. It is not found in nature.
You know, this is the only day this week that I have left my school earlier than 2 hours after all the students went home. And
oof.
This game, so far, we are only just 16 minutes into the recording, has made it all worth it. I am having so much fun. And if I say this every 5 minutes, it's because I'm holding back and not saying it as often as I think it. Thank you so much.
Aww.
Anyway, we're having lunch and talking about a heist.
Yes. And presumably you're also going to be talking about what you think is going on, etc., so that the GM can determine if the GM wants to steal any ideas or just go with what you've got, just figure out what misconceptions you have, figure out what cool ideas you have, figure out where you're exactly right. You know, the GM wants to know what's going on with the PCs.
Well, then we have a problem.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm not a PC, I'm a Mac.
But a Mac is a personal computer. PC stands for personal computer. Get Tim Cook on the line. Space Tim Cook. Spim Cook.
It's not Tim Cook you want. It's whoever the CEO of IBM was in the 80s.
Oh, stars. I have no idea. Yeah, they did sort of insist that they were the only ones, didn't they?
When you make PC part of your branding.
Yep. Most annoying. So, you get room service. You send room service away again. Room service was a droid. It looked like it might have actually at one point been a repurposed battle droid, because instead of like having the little astromechs with the tray, it was like this three-limbed thing that was towing one of those little trays that, you know, the carts that you get for room service stuff. So, you know, it's this place. It's got like a lot of surplus or something. But you have your stuff, you have your food, and now you can discuss what you're going to be doing next.
So here's the plan. I use my telekinesis to take every door and turn it into more of an archway, an open archway. And then we're there.
I like this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
I was specifically saying that so anyone else's plan would sound infinitely better. But, okay, I'm committed. Let's go.
The upper floor was not abandoned, but bereft of people. Uh-huh. The last time we were there, except, well, for us and that lovely secretary. I thought perhaps I could distract her while the two of you went upstairs. How do you feel about that?
So long as we don't end up finding more ancient tax codes, that does seem to be our Achilles heel.
I am fairly good at going places where I'm not wanted, but I confess, I'm quite stymied by a locked door.
And we are good at getting into places where we shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Right, let me check for my lockpicks and the other lockpick.
I shall
and the other lockpick.
I shall do my duty as, well, the face, and I will afterward enjoy sitting there while you regale me of tales with how you broke in and, well, ransacked the place. Does that sound acceptable?
Cut to Entuxa having a wonderful conversation with the secretary about, you know, whatever. Then cut back to Ran and Sen hanging upside down by multiple wires, wondering how they got here. Ran being blamed, probably because it's his fault. Cut back to Entuxa sipping tea, continuing lovely conversation. Cut back to Ran and Sen running from something that is on fire. They don't appear to be in the factory anymore. Cut back to. And well, now that I've painted this picture, everything else will be anticlimactic. I'm okay with this.
Possibly. We'll see what the GM can do. You should possibly be concerned, but you don't have to be concerned if you don't want to be concerned. You can trust the GM.
The player is not concerned at all. The player enjoys everything about this. Ran is ignorant and therefore is blissful.
Well, Antuxa?
No, I was going to say something and then realized that I was lacking detail from last time. I'll let it come back into my head. Also, what the recipe thing that I have occasionally scrolling through the screen on my desk tried to give me a recipe for sushi casserole, which sounds like a disastrously bad idea.
Beth has frequently had concerns. I would like to take all those concerns, multiply them by 100. And that is the feeling I've got for something that is designed to be cooked, but you're adding something that should not be cooked into it.
Yes.
You add it on top afterwards?
Possibly. I don't know. I just look at the recipe.
But make it spoil fast.
I suppose that you might have the sushi part in quotes, and it's like a rice and fish casserole?
I'm going to assume that our characters are discussing a sushi casserole in character on the ride over.
That's fair.
It is acceptable to eat sushi that you haven't seen being made, but only if you know when it was made.
I mean, that's pretty fair.
So, the Heisenberg principle, but for food.
Okay. Pretty much.
Let me grab the PCs and...
Whoop, there's that fourth wall again. Yoink!
Yoink. There. You've been yoinked to outside again while I put NPCs where they
ding,
belong.
Ding, iPad's done. Ding, iPad's done.
You heard that too?
Oh, it was louder than the Discord stuff.
Okay, I have not changed a lot of things recently. So all I can assume is that Discord has decided that it wants to hear all of these noises, because I have had that one forever. That alert, that's the alert that it's getting close to 8 o'clock.
EO?
That's the alert that used to be prepping for bed. What the crap?
EO, here's the plan. You get a small electronic device that you can randomly activate that plays a bunch of different digital sounds. Hide it under Beth's chair.
Oh, no.
Are they coming through your headphones, Beth?
I would assume. Anyway, it's not going to make another one, hopefully, for quite some time. So
wait. I'm looking at the map. Is it raining outside and not inside?
It should be.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, we figured that out last time.
Yeah. I couldn't quite make it rain all the way. You'll notice that Antux is not standing in the rain.
I'm assuming that's an overhang.
It's an awning.
Yeah, it's got an awning.
But yeah, if you create a region, you can set a weather effect specifically in that region.
I think what I did is I set the weather effect everywhere, and I excluded weather in the inner region. So, yes.
Oh, that's fair.
Yes, it is raining outside, not inside.
Selecting a 5x5 square around Chatika and making it be nighttime.
You don't even need to do that. You can just add a glow effect.
anti-glow effect.
Yeah.
Set glow to -100.
Where is
you're
it?
You're at Thamog Glass and Transparasteel. Everyone loaded in? You should all be loaded in.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. You are carrying around a cloak of invisibility. Oh my, I love it. There's like one purple edge on the outside. I need to share a screen cap of this because I don't know if you can see what I see.
I see it.
You can, but I don't know if Ellie can see it.
Oh, cool. Oh, I see it. What I saw is cool also, but yeah, now I see this one. Okay.
This is the opposite of fighting with Foundry. This is I found a cool toy with Foundry.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is go to your token, configure the gear icon on the lower left, and in the light tab under basic, at the very bottom, option in basic configuration is darkness source.
Forget emitting light. This is a light sucker. It sucks it in.
Tux will emit darkness. Yeah, okay. Chitika doesn't have any darkness spells. Anyway.
Yet.
Chitika is not here. Chitika's at craft services. Just borrowing a bunch of snacks for the baby kobolds. Bye. Right. So, where were we?
Having a laser battle next door.
I love those little things. Has my voice changed any, by the way? Because I just changed a setting in Discord.
I haven't noticed a change.
I think you're a little clearer.
Okay, interesting. I mean, part of that maybe because I shifted position a little and I'm not talking through the cat.
Too many variables.
So many variables. It's fine. As long as you can hear me and I'm not doing a Cylon.
You are not doing a Cylon.
Or Decepticon.
Anyway, I'm going to go inside and speak to this. Well, I could see her a minute ago. There you are. Speak to this lovely secretary about, well, you know, various things.
I mean, you were hoping to possibly suggest that someone should buy this place. So,
yeah, maybe I need more details.
Yes.
What's the square footage?
It's 1 foot.
When was it last inspected?
Well, each hex is 3 feet.
You can't see me raising a finger in the air, opening my mouth, then closing it again and lowering the finger. But this has occurred. You must know this. It is a moral imperative that you know this.
So, you two are just going to wander around like you know where you're going, or...
Yes, we're going to stealthily wander.
Brand has failed stealth.
If you're not helping, then I am going to walk around like I own the place, thinking I'm being stealthy.
I am helping.
I believe I was informed that I need cloak. Why did we make a plan where I was cloaking Ran? I don't have that ability.
I think Antuxa was hinting that she'd be stepping in for that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am going to cloak you until you get to the door into the primary factory.
Okay. Antuxa, did you make that roll already?
No.
Okay. Give me a roll.
I keep getting distracted by having to explain the plan.
Made by 7. Sen, also invisible.
Fatigue.
And also Sen is in private mode for some reason.
It turns out Antuxa cannot stealth Sen because Sen is already invisible and Antuxa couldn't find them.
Pretty much.
Anyway, yes, I'm cloaking. I want to double check that I can do this. Okay. So I am spending a fatigue.
Okay.
And I am cloaking Ran and Sen, but not myself.
Okay. Well, you don't have to cloak Sen. You can cloak just Ran because Sen appears to have done an invisible themselves.
Then I won't spend a fatigue.
All right.
Good show. I never spend fatigue. Seems wasteful.
It's never. A fatigue point per person I'm cloaking -1.
This is, quite honestly, in order to emulate the way that companions get dragged around by the Inquisitor and Switter if the Inquisitor is a stealthy person.
Yeah.
Or a shadow Jedi, for that matter. They do this too. Yep.
So what you're saying is if Antuxa goes far enough away, we're going to teleport to Antuxa's location.
No, I'm just emulating the invisibility. Teleportation would be a different skill.
And if I go down too many levels, then you die.
I don't like this plan anymore. I'm going to go upstairs.
Is that still happening?
It was happening. It's only for the one mount where you can take the...
I thought they fixed it.
Where the companion rides along with you.
Yes, I know.
It was still happening the last time I checked, but I haven't checked in a while.
Okay. Does Swizzor have flying mounts?
Not yet, which is sad. It only has flying text.
Because that'll make it even funnier if the companion doesn't.
They don't show up on the flying mounts. It's such a nuisance. Anyway. Okay. Ran has snuck through the door into the main facility in this area that has droids and people who I am not bothering to meant to show all moving around doing stuff. There's this, there's that. Lots of people. There's a catwalk that is not shown up at the top. People are
the cat stares at Ran.
I mean, there are a few Cathar. There's probably a few Cathar. Ran is going to be becoming visible pretty soon, possibly as you step through the door, depending.
Ran is torn between taking his time to make sure Sen is nearby and moving at speed, because Sen is probably nearby and also moving at speed. And if Ran stops and Sen is behind Ran,
bonk,
then this is why it is more obvious that Ran failed the stealth roll.
This is why when people are starting to go invisible, it's often useful to take like a little pinch of someone's cloak sleeve and...
Yeah, but...
That way you know where everybody is.
This is the first that I'm hearing that's a good suggestion. I will probably not remember it because hello ADHD, but thank you for the suggestion.
Ran is climbing onto the machinery.
Oh, I thought those were stairs.
It's a machinery.
I misremembered what that was.
The stairs are on the
spiral
corner.
In the corner.
Oh, with, what's his face? Terry.
I don't think it's a random person who is going to get out of your way eventually and go up onto the catwalk. So I'm just going to make him invisible. Once you get up to the catwalk, there are a few other places you can go, and you can get up to the place that I still don't have a map for because I wasn't going to be bothered. You can find where the various offices were. There's the office that was actually right next to the founder's. It was like the founder's secretary's office. And that's where Antuxa found the post-its that had interesting data on them, as I recall.
You know, I need to say this because of how you worded it. So they already had founder, but what about second founder?
I mean, something like that.
I ignored the office door that says 11sies.
I mean, that's obviously where the executive cafeteria used to be.
Is the coast clear?
The coast... Let me get the sticky note just to remind everybody what it was.
I know it's hard to tell because we're not near the shoreline.
I mean, you're... It's a... Kind of. Let's just make...
You know, it occurs to me... I remembered this before. I am going to have to look at that later. You gave Ran lockpicks and an electronic lockpick.
I did.
And you gave him the forced entry skill.
I did.
But not a lockpick.
And also
skill.
Lock.
Hmm?
I have Marco. I have Polo. I have combat.
You have electronics operation security.
Okay.
That is the electronics skill for electronic locks.
Is this an electronic lock?
Yes.
I think I should be rolling that.
Somehow you people have changed around what your original niches were for.
Look, don't blame me. I've been only putting points into two different skills.
I know.
And I'm definitely letting Sen pick the lock. San is somebody else, I haven't made a character yet.
I mean, San is Sandcast. Anyway.
Don't let him pick a lock.
I let Sandcast pick the lock. We call him.
That would be very
and invite him over.
If it turns out he was breaking in here at the same time, especially since I'm pretty sure that's not the kind of crime he does.
Sandcast, wonderful to talk to you. How are you doing? Would you like to commit some light breaking and entering?
I mean, it's done. Anyway, Sen made their mechanical aptitude activation by 6 and gets to add 6 to their LOP security. New target 18, made it by 5. Such a fun little dual
prime. So you managed
thing.
To get a plus 6 bonus and then made it by 5. So if you hadn't had the mechanical aptitude, oh, I love when a plan comes together.
Sen promptly hands the electronic lockpicks back to Ran, who presumably is the one who owns them. Yeah, you have the electronic lockpick there. That should really ought to give you a bonus promptly. I don't know. Major swings. Anyway.
Why do I even carry these?
Because you have them for Sen to use, obviously. I mean, you know how to use them.
I mean, you're not wrong. And I'm talking to a fourth wall again. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
The door was open when we got here. Might as well walk in.
Well, yeah, it's certainly open now. The
time isn't
lights
linear.
The lights do not come on automatically, which is a bit odd because you are in a high-tech cinematic universe. You are used to the lights coming on when you walk in the door. And you, Ran, are actually kind of used to being greeted by your slightly stuttery droid who was disassembled way too many times and, you know, but is tries to keep your apartment in order. But nothing greets you. But give me a perception roll, if people would.
It's worth also noticing that I have night vision too.
This is not for night vision yet, but it may be in a moment.
Okay. You were emphasizing how the lights were out, so.
Yeah, but something else is going to hit you first, maybe. Sin fails. Ran, made by 4.
I knew that I was rolling, and I saw the roll pop up, and it was Sen's, and I thought, oh, I failed.
Nope. Ran, you smell, well, I mean, you could say blood, but it would be more accurate to say you smell death. All the things that bodies do when they're dead.
I know this music.
And also, behind the large, impressive bulk of a desk that is somewhat visible in the open light, square of light that is coming in from the outer office there, there's maybe something just poking out a little bit behind the desk.
Ram will cautiously approach because it wouldn't be the first time that something dead tried to end him.
Sadly true.
You're not that sad about it.
Well, no. I'm sorry.
Anyway, this would be a perfect moment for us to cut back to Antuxa.
Ooh, Antuxa, what are you up to?
I am charming this lovely secretary.
Okay.
We're having a grand conversation about exactly what it would take to purchase the place. And, well, good places to eat.
Nearby places, purchase. You're probably getting a little bit of the hints of things that are probably going to need repairs, so you might be able to actually get a better price if you point these things out, with a little bit of caution, because she doesn't want to scare you off with things.
Oh, I don't scare easily, dear.
She is, pulls her seat around, not shown, so that she can chat with you. you're getting all kinds of local gossip. She's, pulling up stuff about how to navigate some of the entertaining things in the legal stuff. This isn't her best area of expertise, but she's been poking into it a bit, and so you can get quite a huddle there. You can get where she goes to eat. She's very blue collar overall, by the way. You're high society, and you might not actually get along with each other real well, except for the fact that she would really like this place to not be owned by someone who is apparently really, really unlucky. And who I have actually, I'll make a character for.
I really need to buy some other skills.
That can be a necessary thing to do periodically.
Oh, wow, that succeeded. I saw the 5 and the 3 first.
How much did you make it by?
1.
Well, that's still a success.
Yeah, I'll tone down the high society thing. It's, I mean, you must remember I'm not native to the pot.
Okay. There we are. Just a moment. Let me rename a character here. Edit. There we go.
The savoir faire higher society is mostly to maintain the role.
Yes, that's fair. Okay, major empathic vibes. She's...
And the empathic vibes is really, again, just to, like, fine-tune the conversation that we're having.
It is fine-tunable. It is fine-tunable. You it might not work out well, except for that she really would like to... You know, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from she wants to establish a rapport as well, and she's doing her best on her side. And when two people are working together...
I had thought it was a safety issue, but actually, looking through the legal records, well, that's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's an old law stating that if someone works more than a 12-hour shift, more than 3 times a week, they get to claim the area where they work as part of their home. And so in order to control the area, the business would have to register as a homeowners association. Well, I'm fascinated by all these old laws and how they still interact with modern society. Thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
Here, let me get you a glass of water. Got some bottled water over here.
Thank you so much, darling.
Do you want the fizzy kind or the flat kind?
Either is fine. I just appreciate the courtesy.
She will bring you the stuff and, you know, yeah. Shall we cut back to the others? At the moment,
yes, please. I'm trying to control my voice.
Okay. Cutting back to the others. Well, there's a definite odor and there's a little bit of something sticking out from behind the desk.
Rand approaches to investigate because something is intriguing.
Mm-hmm. There is, oh look, a body. I am going to drag. It's human. This is a human person. Older fellow, human, white hair, white mustache, the ubiquitous Ord Mantell sort of suit thing that appears to be the fashion for people in these days, at least in this area. He appears to have been, well, there's a fair amount of blood still, but it doesn't, it's unclear where he hasn't bled much since he's been here.
Ah, well.
But there sure is a lot of blood on Friday.
I want to establish that the icon that we're using for Rand right now does have sunglasses available. So Rand's going to say, looks like this founder put sunglasses on, checked out permanently. We hear someone scream in the background. There's a guitar riff. Sorry.
Oh dear. It's
cut it's out an older mic. Meme, but it should check out still.
Oh, darn. The new setting is not catching my laughing. Curse it. Oh, well.
CSI, wherever we are now. I don't remember the name of the planet. We've been here so long.
Ord Mantell.
CSI Ord Mantell. But it's all Sith accountants. The writer's room was given free reign. No one should have given them free reign. They have too much power.
Well, you could use a search to make it go quickly. Search is also good for pat downs, I think, or hold out will do as well.
Since
you know where how to do hold out, you know how to look.
Well, Sen made it by 6. I made it by 4.
Who's taking which half?
I'll take the squishier half.
Okay. You take the upper half. You discover that someone appears to have seriously smacked the guy's skull in with a hard object. And... yay, that's probably cause of death right there. Except then they decided that they might as well get really thorough about it and apparently stabbed him through the chest as well afterwards. Or before. Or who knows when this all happened. But there's a definite sticky, wet spot on the front. There's the crunch on the back. There's... a moment. Let me just check my notes here.
Well, cause of death, accidental. He seems to have banged his head and then fallen on a pile of knives, made of ice, so they melted.
He had a pathetic little holdout pistol slug thrower in his coat pocket, which, well, apparently he didn't get to it. Sin, you find it, you get the lower half, you find, oh, look, it's a wallet. It's got, well, you know, here's, oh, look, here's his comm unit, too. You know,
excellent.
You've got his smart comm, you've got his wallet. He doesn't seem to have anything interesting in his shoes. He was wearing these pants when he was killed. Ew. You know, all the lovely parts of dead bodies.
Well, this is probably what we need off this guy.
Does it look like the comm unit rang recently?
You would probably have to open it up and get past whatever rudimentary security.
Well, I'm assuming that Ran sees that Sen found a comm unit, so Ran is asking Sen in character.
Okay. Failed by 2, your mechanical aptitude. Made by 2.
You can so even if failing it gave me a penalty, I still made it.
You can basically put his dead hands around the comm so that it, you know, the appropriate finger contacts the biometric unlock. It's pretty cheap. It, you know, it's like, you know, some kind of really cheap space smart comm. There was a call, and it appears to, well, it's got a number on it. You'd have to call that number and see where it leads to.
Oh, I think I know where it leads to. Our friend the spooked cop did say that they attempted to call the number, and it just rang and rang and rang.
Maybe.
Look, it's Chekhov's communicator. If we hear about it in the second act, then we have to find it in also possibly the second act. I don't know how far through the plot we are. We've been jumping around, we've been told.
The note I shall point out, however, to Sen, is this call was the last call that came in, and it isn't registered as missed.
So not the call that went to ring forever.
Possibly not.
Hmm.
I'm going to go through his answering machine if he's got one.
You can, it's part of the comm. You can see if there's anything, you know, in his mail there. Once you got through with the El Cheapo biometric, you appear to have basically full access right now. Going through his mail, you say, or voicemail?
Voicemail first.
A lot of the voicemail is things like polite requests that he get back to people about the loan, etc. He owes people money, it seems.
They've apparently been trying to contact him about his space car insurance.
Is this, what's his name? The extremely unlucky
Yelonious Yarda. Once you check the wallet and the ID stuff, yeah, that appears to be the case. It looks like his creditors are going to have to try to collect from any heirs he might have.
At the ritual, wasn't he?
Yes. Actually, Ran, give me another perception roll at a +3 because you have been searching this guy. I forgot a detail.
Ran has a theory that if somebody uses psychometry on this guy to find out what was happening when he got his head accidentally bonked and then fell on the pile of ice knives, as stated, that there'll be some blurry individual that you can't actually make out very well, similar to previous psychometry attempts. But with that said, made perception by 3.
Okay. Especially once you start shining, you know, your pocket flashlights or your comm flash or whatever.
My Pip-Boy.
The blood, is not normal blood.
It's purple. He was a Klingon.
It's oily. It hasn't dried as much as you think it might. And it's sort of silvered over it, like, you know, mercury.
He's a Cylon.
And he smells faintly like blood, but also there's sort of a steel and ozone edge to it.
Yeah, you're not shaking the Cylon vibe.
Yeah, well. And you people remember the scar that Antuxa creates when she was healing people. The oily sheen on it is kind and silvery bit is kind of like that, only, you know, blood.
Is whatever hit him in the back of the head around here?
You don't see it. Oh, yeah. Also one of his hands is bandaged.
I'm gonna regret this.
We already know
what's
under
the bandages.
What was Ran saying?
Sen is undoing the bandage. Ran is saying we already know what's under the bandage.
There's a gash in his hand that has more of the oily blood somewhat scabbed over, an old sort of kind of seeping wound, probably. Oh. I mean, of course, he's not bleeding anymore.
Does it actually look worse than what we've seen before for these injuries?
It looks like he may have gashed himself a little harder than the other people, maybe, but he didn't get his finger. He got the side of his left palm.
Everyone was staring at him during the ritual going, maybe dial back the conviction.
It's not as bad as it could be, but yeah, he, you know.
Really, really gonna regret this. I'm spending a fatigue.
Psychometry made by two.
Are you looking for anything in specific?
Who killed him?
You're not getting the killed him as easily as you'd like, but you are getting the person who dragged him here.
Oh, that's new information. He wasn't killed here.
Right.
He was stashed here.
Yep. Also, the last call was before you people even arrived in this place. Let me just check my notes. Yes, all right. The person who killed him was human and balding, very bald, you know, maybe a little bit of dark hair and a long face. And I want
you
to give
me...
The person
who killed
him? Well, who dragged him there.
Okay, yeah.
The person who dragged him there, which you sort of feel like maybe that is also the killer. It's a little hard to tell. But what you're mostly getting to start with is the dragging.
But why the long face?
You would like me to make
IQ roll for memory.
Oh, I think I know what's being referenced.
Yeah.
We've encountered someone with a long face before.
Sen, made by one, that's a very familiar person. Did Antuxa talk to someone?
With an uncharacteristically long face. And we got a strong impression from the secretary that that person was a broken stare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you share this information with Rand at this point, or is this not something you're saying out loud while we're still, like, where we should not be?
Ben will quietly hiss this to Rand.
What do you think? Another case like the mechanic relative who didn't realize what they were doing?
Well, I mean, I guess it's theoretically possible he got possessed by something, but I think he got possessed by something because he was into something he shouldn't have been.
Also quite possible.
If he is possessed, which, you know, pretty good chance he isn't.
Yes, I am aware that was a hut-sized if.
Yeah, I don't think that whatever he's into is the source of what's wrong with him.
Has either of us rifled through the desk yet?
Oh.
Well, that tells me that I should rifle through the desk. I might not be able to psychometry anything, but I can rummage through drawers trying to find loose change or incriminating notes or whatever else. What I can't do is find my search skill. No, here's the thing. I pressed a button on my character sheet like a month ago, and it reordered my skills.
Oh.
And now that I found my search, I still failed by two.
You find a lot of, what's the right word? Oof. Okay, let me rearrange. Old paper, old flimsies, data pads that are extremely dusty and probably have not been touched for like ages. They might or might not still turn on. And an extremely old package of crackers that you're not quite sure what this date means, but you're pretty sure that it was expired like at least 3 Imperial years ago minimum.
Well, if it was in an MRE, that would still be good for another 5 years minimum. But it's not in an MRE, which means Kriff knows. Well, we've been searching through here for some time, and we've also been playing for a little over an hour. Do you want to take a break?
Perhaps we should all take a break. That seems like a good idea.
Ran and Sen sit down next to the corpse and just chill out. We do not do that.
Little kobolds come over and bring you, hand you a drink packet, corpse.
But it's the baby kobolds. So one of them comes over with a drink packet, and Ran goes to take it, and they don't let go. Ran picks up the drink packet. The kobold comes with it, just holding on by the mouth. I'm going to name you Bitey.
The corpse sits up and takes a drink packet.
Yep.
You hear from the next room, "You see, I told you they did a fantastic makeup job."
The corpse is a corpse because they're not union, so they could be here, but it's not a speaking role.
Right.
So, I know we asked for sandwiches from Crass Services this time, and that is a lot of hot dogs. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out that is a lot of hot dogs.
Well, I have to give enough so that there are at least a few left by the time the baby kobolds finish delivering it.
The baby kobolds never arrived with their delivery. There are 3 very round kobolds over there near the kitchens. One of them is slowly rolling away. Its limbs are not touching the ground as it does this.
That sounds about right.
The pitch of its little laser sounds has changed.
Boom, 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 boom. So, I do believe that you people have a body of someone who is very much in debt.
Everybody's found a body sometime.
No, that's mostly just us.
It was wishful thinking. It's about time for somebody else to find a body. Preferably not while we're around.
And yet.
In the meantime, someone is having a delightful conversation with a young green woman.
Yes. Mary Allen gal. She's definitely hopeful that somebody can take over this place who will not be plagued by bad luck and ideally do it before it goes into some kind of horrible arrears because of frankly, sometimes she worries about that guy. She's a little worried he's going to, walk off a bridge or something if he can't actually make some money.
Oh, don't worry. By the time I'm done with him, he'll be dying to sell it.
I'll just make sure he doesn't die first. Otherwise, it's going to go... The creditors are going to go after us.
On the second floor, Rand sneezes.
All right, we can go back to them. I'm not actually doing anything important down here. I'm just being the distraction.
Okay.
It's weird that we've changed roles like that.
Sometimes a social person is the distraction instead of the person who flings things around with his mind.
Well, yes, this is a non-combat situation.
This was the explicit original, like back on the desert planet, I was saying, Antuxa is the distraction while Sen and Ran get things done.
Well, yes, but Ran, like, it doesn't matter if this player agrees with you. Ran is the one who very much is aware that he cannot turn invisible. So he has relegated himself mentally to being the distraction because he's the one everyone sees while you go around and do sneaky, spooky stuff. It doesn't matter that...
No, no, darling. There's a subtle distinction. You're not the distraction. You're the bait.
Rand's face goes from an expression of understanding to an expression of worry. back to an expression of resignation, followed by anticipation.
Back to Ran and Sen.
Before Beth can say patient.
Well, you said it for her.
Yes. If I thought I'd remember that, I would have said it like, you know, when I did the next scene change or something, but I know I won't remember. I'm a little too absent-minded.
I could always cut out everything from when you say Antissa to at some point where we're talking about something else entirely.
If you want. Up to you. So, you've got a body.
I don't
you
want
appear
this.
To have found the owner of this the corporation. I
don't think you can legally own something while you're dead. Quick, research the ancient tax codes.
Oh, former owner. It probably depends on if he leaves a ghost.
No, it's must research. I have found a rabbit hole. I must descend. I don't actually do that. The roll was a joke. Although I did make it by 3. But the rule
if you were thinking about Imperial works, then he would actually be the owner on record, but the government would be his sphere that he works in, which would be logistics because, you know, this is a factory, would be standing as the responsible party who could sign things and whatnot, even though his name was still on it.
There's also the whole, you're the owner until people know you're dead.
Well, there is that.
Sen, I'm not sure we're going to find anything else in here, and we've been pressing our luck for quite some time.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Right. Ran closes the door behind us and heads for the stairs.
Is anyone turning invisible or otherwise covering
yes,
your tracks?
Ran turns invisible. I missed my stealth roll by 3 because of how invisible I am. I wasn't able to see how to be stealthy. Ran closed his eyes and said, you can't see me.
Well, fortunately, if there are any cameras up here, they don't seem to be attached to much of anything at the moment.
In the distance, a kobold is singing a song.
There's <That's> Muzak playing. It's in the elevator, though.
The Muzak is always Girl from Ipanema, though. It is always that song.
Terrifying. You can make your way to one of the elevators. You can make your way down the stairs. You can find a fire escape and sidle out there, hopefully not setting off any alarms in the process. Preferences?
We can't walk out the way we came like we own the place?
You can.
Considering I failed my stealth roll by 3...
Would you care to make an acting role so like you own the place?
I'd love to make an acting role. That's IQ minus 5, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
maybe we should find another way.
You are better at this than I am.
You've got climbing. You've got...
Ran is agreeing to Sen.
Yes.
Ran's going to follow Sen's lead. I'm not particularly skilled in that area. I'd say yet, but we both know me. Bidding...
Oh, yes, there's a loading dock in the back. And it does sometimes have trucks and such there.
Regardless of how stealthy we are, I am still going to try to act like I own the place. Poorly. I act like I own the place, but I am in heavy debt and will probably be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Any minute now?
Causing me to lose ownership of said factory.
Yeah, I'm going to turn invisible and consider whether I can climb out a window.
Many windows here are not meant to be opened, but there are a few which are generally labeled as fire escapes that you can, in fact, open. And they either open out onto a small balcony with the standard stairs or a ladder, or a few of them that actually look like there's some kind of slow fall hover thing with a ladder. So, you know, in case the anti-grav has failed, you're not really sure you want to trust the anti-grav in there. You probably don't want to actually jump out there. There's a few things that are just tubes with like a, you know, fireman's pole that you could just slide down maybe.
It's okay. When I see the invisible Sen, I will use telekinesis other to bring them down gently. Wait. When I see the invisible Sen... Oh.
There is that little problem, ain't there? To see the invisible Sen... No, wait.
There's a default between TK Other and TK Self, right?
Yes, I believe so. I will check my notes. Hello, kitty cat.
Roll for cat.
Yes, it's just a little bit difficult to check my notes when there's suddenly a cat in the middle of the screen, effectively.
I believe that rolling for cat is dex minus 5.
Something like.
That's a missed by 9. I do not succeed in rolling for cat.
You miss cat? You miss Socket?
No, I just don't manage to pet Socket in the way the Socket wanted. Socket wanted to be held. Socket did not want to be picked up. There is no pickup, only hold.
Let's see. Okay, there ought to be a cross default, but I cannot see where I put in a cross default, which is absolutely daft. So, make it by, like, okay. Ran, why have you, what's this dex roll here?
That was me rolling
for
cat.
He was rolling for cat.
Ah. At a minus 5. Okay.
Well, he doesn't have the skill.
True. Give it a minus 3 cross default, and I'll worry about it later.
It took me a moment to parse that you were talking to Io about the actual game mechanic that was being used.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. What?
The cross default of telekinesis.
Is?
Give me a minus three, and I'll worry about it later.
Okay. I'm going to spend a fatigue.
This session is 75% out of context quotes by volume.
Made by 3. What are you other kinesing?
I'm not. I'm me.
Oh, okay. What are you self-kinesing?
I would like to leave.
Out a window?
Yes.
You can find a window that opens. It will have technically a fire escape at it. I mean, or you can open your own window. You have lightsabers.
Let's not lightsaber the window.
You can either plonk, you know, rattle down the stairs, or not rattle, as the case may be, considering that you're trying to make yourself light, presumably. Or you can, you know, grab like one of those firemen's poles and slide down. And considering you made a telekinesis self, I would not ask you to make any other rolls unless you really feel like it.
I got like half of that.
You find an appropriate window and you go down. There will be a fire escape method in there. You can pick which one if you feel like it. You can get to the bottom without apparently being noticed.
Okay,
Ran,
good. I'm going to ping Ran and tell him which one I went down and that it seems to be clear.
I head for where I need to be.
Okay. Private GM roll. You encounter nothing but a mouse droid that just zips right past you, going bip, 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 bip to itself.
Bip, 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 bip.
Mm-hmm. It does not even hit your ankles. It just is on that side of the hallway. Mm-hmm. It's on that side of the hallway. You're on this side of the hallway. It just ignores you.
Whoever...
There's a window here.
Whoever decided to give every mouse droid a kazoo, I just want to talk about that wonderful, wonderful, blessed thing that you have done. Congratulations, whoever you were.
I need a kazoo. I need a kazoo.
A kazoo Karina.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it doesn't pick up me hissing my S very well. Hitty.
It's implied.
Good. Good.
Okay. What am I doing?
Well, there's a fire escape method. If you want to make sure that you don't rattle it or pull a rusty ladder from its housing or something, you can also do a telekinesis self.
Oh, but I'm so bad at that.
This is me
taunting fate and saying, crit fail. You have eluded me this entire session. This is your chance.
So far.
This is your moment. Make it happen.
Nope.
Nope, I made by 13. I slide you down the railing on my feet.
Yeah. You can parkour down that if you want. You can slide down, like, you know, the fireman's pole, and you're just sort of holding it with one hand and maybe the side of your foot while you, you know, examine your wristwatch and or data pad.
When I land, I take two steps away and then unnecessarily straighten my outfit.
Yes. You have made your escape. You can saunter away. There may be some cameras somewhere observing you. There may not be.
There wasn't even a fire.
Yes, there's no fire. You don't have to put your sunglasses on as the things explode behind you.
Well, we used the fire escape. There wasn't even a fire, but I made the escape. There's a very depressed-looking dragon over there. I'm sorry, kobold. They're very small kobold.
Over by craft services or possibly hiding under a hat.
It can be both, and I'm not depressed. Just disappointed. It's fine. It's all fine.
After a bit, Antuxa can obviously, you know, you could send any prearranged signals of, yeah, we're out now. And Antuxa will be able to wrap things up and extricate herself as soon as the player gets back. If you two want to discuss any things until Antuxa gets there.
I don't know about you, but I am so grateful that Antuxa has a way of talking to people to provide distractions. I mean, it's something I can do, but not well. Well, not with the same outcomes. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I could cause a distraction, but I think it would be a different distraction.
That's what I mean. There's no actual fallout from what Antuxa does, except for the occasional new adoptee.
Or terrorized cop.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure without Antuxa, we still would have been able to terrorize the cop.
Well, if you wanted to, there's...
Yes. The thing is, we often don't want to terrorize the person that we are distracting. Ran is not good at that. I'm not going to speak for Sen, but I have a suspicion. You do have fast talk, yes.
Not that great of fast talk, but I have it.
And my point is reinforced. Yes, thank you.
However, my brain is crumbling, so I think we should wait for LA to return before...
She's right behind me,
was given...
Yes, I texted you I was coming.
That's how I knew. But it's funnier to say it out. Never mind.
All right.
I still think I'm right behind you, aren't I, is the best line. What's that?
Get your choice where you can.
Oh, I do. Everywhere I can. It's delightful. Which I suppose is apropos since it's a synonym for joy. But no matter. We have found things.
Well, I hope you tell me all about them.
Yeah, part of the reason why we found things is because... When you're no longer alive, you become a thing.
Am I no longer alive?
No.
You have to tell me if I'm not.
Only when you want to be.
All right, that's fair.
In any case, we don't have to go through the whole rigmarole, but Ran will let Sen take the lead for the recap that we're not going to put here because we all just lived it, so we don't need to give the recap.
Unless it would be funny.
It would be funny, but still, brain crumbling for one of us and me editing for another one of us. Ran is letting Sen take the lead because Sen was doing psychometry and therefore let's not do secondhand information when you can get, okay, it would be third-hand information, but you get the idea.
The psychometry
That's all very fascinating and somewhat alarming. Did you lock up after yourselves?
I closed the door.
Well, we'll have to hope that's good enough.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh,
no. No one suspected the mouse droid. We cut to the mouse droid. It actually has an ebony veil pulled across the front of it.
No.
Inside its housing, there are several shards of mirror glass.
That? I'll just make a few notes of that. Entertaining idea.
I gave the GM ideas.
Antuxa is... Somebody just rolled something. Was that Antuxa rolling?
Professional yes. skill, logistics, bureaucracy from Antuxa, yes.
Made by six. What are you logisticking?
I am leveraging outstanding logistics accounts and some pre-existing paperwork to place an offer for Thamog Glass on Darth Chardonnay's behalf.
The joke becomes reality. Darth Chardonnay is going to look at some papers and go, why do I own a glass factory on Ord Mantell? Antuxa!
Okay.
And knowing what I do, knowing what I have just learned, based on what I've gone over with the lovely Mary Allen woman, I am going to make an offer that will satisfy the creditors without overexciting. The point being, when they learn of the death of the owner of Thamog Glass, there will already be an offer on the table for it. I don't have the luxury of waiting until I can get permission to do this. I will have to ask for forgiveness and hope that he doesn't send me to the Dark Temple. But it does nobody any good to have Thamog Glass scrapped for parts, which is what the creditors will do. Mm-hmm. So I am going to make it clear that someone is interested in it.
Well, your paperwork that lands on Darth Chardonnay's desk within a very short amount of time does not get auto-bounced with, or that will probably be resolved when it actually gets more thorough review. But yes, the offer is currently on the table, and it has not been countermanded by anything.
Cut to Darth Chardonnay reading a paper, looking up and saying, I should buy a glass factory. Okay, apparently. That's an older meme too, but it still checks out.
Is there anything else that you all desire to do?
There's plenty that I desire to do, but I don't think now's the time to do it. But I did get the name of the fellow in the glass factory, the long-faced one who does the precise precision jobs.
Uh-huh.
So, he did some relocation duties.
Indeed. And I think it might be perhaps a good idea for some logisticians, Senos Treltian, yes, to do some due diligence on Mr. Treltian, some background work. So I will do some research.
After all, you're the one on the ground.
Oh, am I still using telekinesis self? Sorry.
Made by five.
I'm no longer in the God's factory. I am with Brandon Sen.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I imagine that we would not have done a total retelling of all that transpired while you were still in the glass factory
in
next
the
to
glass
the secretary.
Factory, yes.
With her face looking more and more horrified every moment.
I will move everyone to
The map.
The map of maps.
I am not going to do Dora the Explorer map. No, we will not.
That is well after my time.
It's not after EO's time, and therefore it is not after mine.
All I know is Swiper should not do swiping.
Swiper, no swiping.
Or Swiper gets the knife.
I remember it better than I do.
Probably. It was not your favorite. You were much more into Cyber Chase, which was, frankly, I liked Cyber Chase better, too.
That's one I've never heard of.
Cyber Chase?
Oh, it's cool.
I have
look
not.
Look it up later.
This is the very first moment I have heard that is a thing.
PBS Cyber Chase? I think it's PBS. It's good.
I'm pretty sure it was PBS Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
It, and I'm surprised you haven't heard of it, because it is a teaching one.
Yeah, it does math and logic.
I stopped watching a lot of TV before you were born.
Yeah, but I was being surprised that you hadn't heard of it from your students.
Oh, yeah. I did not get that through osmosis. Now the only things that they're trying to give you through osmosis are memes that I also don't understand and Roblox. which I refuse to understand.
15th season premiered on April
27th,
2024.
Of Cyberchick. Wow.
2024?
I hope it's still good.
Yep.
15th. The 15th.
Oh, I didn't catch the number when you were saying that. Oh. Hmm.
That's a lot of seasons. Anyway. Antuxa, your research. You would probably have to do a lot more hackery to get a whole bunch more on this Senos Treltian fellow. He's got a presence. You know, he's a resident of the city, and you're not getting a whole lot. You know, he went off to the war, came back again, employed. He does not have a huge footprint, so even making your research by 5 is not going to get a huge amount unless you're going to start, like, shadowing him or hacking into the glass company's corporate records or something.
Yeah, I don't mean to do that. No, the point of this is to basically get whatever public information there is about him in front of her eyes.
Ah, Edetic.
Yes.
As near as you can tell, has no significant others, no children, no living parents, no siblings. Or if he does have siblings, they sure aren't acknowledging him.
Okay.
A very solitary person. You don't, like, look up his name and find him as running 16 different social clubs or whatever. From Antux's point of view, this is like a very solitary person who goes to work and then just goes home and watches holovids and eats the civilian version of MREs, maybe. Yeah.
I am so glad that you added version of MREs at the end of that sentence.
Yes. I mean, holovid dinners, same thing. Although they may be more, the very cheap, long-lasting ones.
But you have to put this in a device to heat it up. Barbarians.
As you are doing your research, Antuxa, you get a call late. It's late in the evening now. The research is taking a while. And it appears to be coming from your friend Hurston Manon.
Oh, I pick up.
Ah, Antuxa.
Hurston, darling, what can I do for you?
So, you remember that Boss Banpa human fellow? One of the...
Yes, the one who runs the fight club.
Ran the fight club.
Oh, that's distressing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let me, well, anyway. He was very insistent that he didn't need any help.
Yeah, he was new. He had people with him too. He died without a mark on him, but they didn't. Rumor has it. I mean, was this your doing? Because
I promise I have not killed a single person since I got here.
And your friends?
I don't think I can speak for them, but I've been close to them pretty much the whole time.
Rumor has it, the wounds were cauterized on the others.
Well, that's not fantastic news. And he died without a mark on him?
That's what the rumors say. I don't have a whole bunch of people who gossip with my people, but yeah.
All right. Hurston, dear, get somewhere safe and stay there, please. Someone's targeting the people who are at that ritual.
Got it.
All right, I need to check in on Sandcast and person whose name I forgot. Berekti.
Yeah, they're Sandcast, Berekti, and Hurston, and...
Sandcast, Berekti, Hurston, Boss Banpa, and guy in the...
Yelonis Dornva.
Dornva, that's right. That guy in the suite.
Yep. Yeah, I'll try to stay safe.
Please do. They got Dornva as well. And from what I can tell, they only need three. I don't know what will happen.
Don't like that.
Neither do I. So I need to speak to Sankas and Berekti. Make sure they're still on their feet.
Good idea.
I'll contact you when I know more.
I'll try to check in, at least text with you tomorrow.
All right.
Send a text when you get home safe.
Yes.
You be careful, too, if this is actually some Jedi objecting to whatever was going on.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Precisely.
All right. I will keep my eyes open. I'll talk to you soon.
Understood. Hurston out.
All right. Did you catch all that?
I got enough of it. And for the record, you can speak for me. I haven't killed a single person. At Sen here, why, they're even safer. They haven't killed several people.
Yes, Fran.
I am going to roll acting to see if I'm keeping a straight face. -5, I do not have the skill. I only missed it by one. I keep a straight face for a good 3 seconds, and then the corners of my mouth just start twitching. And I lose it.
The thing is, Sen hasn't killed anybody we care about.
Well, yes.
But, I mean, A, yet, and B, here. But
regardless,
we really should check in with the others.
Agreed.
I'll make some phone calls, such as it is.
You can get the other two. They are currently all right. They have heard about the death of Boss Banpa. Little concerned about that, but they have not heard that Dornva has also mysteriously vanished
ticket.
Under bloody circumstances.
I will pass on the same news I've passed on to Hurston.
Okay. They will redouble their efforts to redouble security and or go to ground. Or both. Probably both.
Both is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this just got more urgent, and I think perhaps, speaking of urgent, there it is. We possibly should hunt down Mr. Treltian and see what I can get out of him. After all, we all have things that we do well, and I have ways of making people talk.
If we don't end it on a line like that.
Trying to provide the GM a line to end it on.
Yes.
That is, and yes. Yeah, I think that's a good one. That's a very good one.
Rand is motioning towards the fourth wall, silently mouthing, "Roll credits! Roll credits!"
Yes, on that note, I do think that we shall end things for the evening. Thank you all for playing. Thank people for listening. I hope people had fun. Tonight, I was joined by Crash and Ely and EO. And does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
I do. Ooh. I would like to plug the quality of my Egg Day eggs.
Oh, well, that's good. And do you ever
remember, deviled eggs only if you've seen them made.
And never if they're sitting on the windowsill in a car dealership.
Indeed.
Ew.
And speaking of creative endeavors that everybody wants to look at.
I hear Eero's mom wants books.
Yes, Eero's mom does write books. You can find them at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can also plug my name in. And, well, I'm not one of the ones that might show up with Hoopla, but I'm not sure if she's using Hoopla, if she's just using Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Anyway, there's two people with my name, and I'm the one who has written things like Leaping Lizard and Herb Witch and Queen of Roses. Those are definitely mine. And speaking of things that are definitely somebody's,
AaronBSmith.com is where I put all the stuff that I make with my group of friends and a few other things as well. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/CogwillGaming, where you can help us keep the lights on and join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shan Shen, Walter, Liv Drummond, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, it's Row voicemail, great voice. Ma'am, honored customer, and took some my dear recent
friendly acquaintance. I think you may have gotten my mirror stolen. Good night, everyone.
And now you all have an asset to buying a glass factory.
I ain't sure that's what the story's about. Well, I think it may be an asset about finding dead bodies.
Yes, but do you want to find a dead body?
No, I don't. Well, so, if there is a dead body, yes.
I'm the one providing the asset. Look, if you want to find a dead body, then I have one, concerns, and two, additional concerns, because you should be able to find it pretty easily. You will nose it as you pass it on the stairs.
Oh, no.
I don't want a dead body on
Quitting
the stairs.
Quitting Fantasy Hamlet.
That's all right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.